Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Phenomenal Impact. How is everybody doing? I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I hope you've been enjoying this podcast so far. If you aren't already, make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google. I think we're on all the major ones now, which is very exciting. And I'm also very excited because this week we have some amazing reviews that have been left on the Apple Podcast platform, and I want to thank you all for that, and I would love to share our first reviewer of the week. Every week I'll be highlighting someone who leaves an amazing review because I appreciate it so much. So the first review is from Patricia Marie. 5 out of 5 stars. Why? Because a podcast that opens your mind and heart in more ways than one, in terms of passion and desires in a podcast, that deserves 5 out of 5 stars. Not to mention it's cool growing with Cameron through the years. It's cool to see where you started and where you went and where you are in terms of your content and life. Thank you so much, Patricia. I really, really appreciate that. I have been through quite a journey in the social media realm over the past 5 years. I'm so excited about my direction right now. I have a great mindset, a great vision, and we're going to talk a lot about that today. So I want to remind everybody that the easiest way to support Phenomenal Impact is to go and leave a review on iTunes. I'm not just saying this. It really helps other people discover the podcast and helps our community grow. So I would really appreciate it if you can go and leave a review. It just takes, a few minutes. It could be as quick as 30 seconds if you really want to be fast, but I really do appreciate it, and it really does help our podcast. So today we're diving into mindset, one of my favorite topics. Now, first of all, I know there's been a ton of solo episodes recently as we've been starting out this podcast, but trust me, the interviews are coming. I have been making plans. I have several interviews on the books, including one later this afternoon I'm so excited about. One of my biggest goals of this podcast is to give you guys stories from people who've made phenomenal impacts in their industries, specifically the influencer industry, but I'm open to other industries as well. It's all about creating impact online and helping you guys grow your businesses. You know, if you want to become an influencer, if you want to open an online shop, if you're looking to become a YouTuber, anything that creates impact online, a blogger, any kind of professional, I think there's so much worth in impact, which was the whole inspiration behind this podcast. I didn't want to call it influencer. I didn't really want to go down the full influencer rabbit, even though a lot of it does pertain to that. It's really about impact, because that's at the end of the day so core to any successful person, is having impact in their industry. So with that being said, mindset is one of my favorite topics, and I think it's also one of the most important factors in growing any career online, any side of entrepreneurship. Without your mindset in check, it's going to be really, really tough to see any long-term growth, clarity, or sustainability in what you're doing. So I've put together 5 of my best tips on how to shift your mindset and change your business, influence, and impact. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys today. You're listening to Phenomenal Impact, the podcast designed to help you grow your influence and impact online with your host, me. I'm Cameron Phillips, and for the past 4 years, I've grown a brand that has allowed me to get paid to travel the world, create media that I love, and share the stories of people and experiences around the world. Sit back and be inspired as we hear from industry experts, influencers, and people who have made a phenomenal impact on their industry. You'll learn the tools, tips, and strategies to create your own business out of what you love and accomplish your wildest dreams. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe for new episodes weekly. So I've been a creator online for about 5 years now. And with that, of course, I've had my seasons of ups and downs, of growth and decline, attitude shifts, and content pivots. But at the end of the day, the biggest factor that has caused problems in my business and myself is not having my mindset in check. And for the longest time, I did not have my mindset dialed in for success and positivity, and it wreaked havoc on my mental health and the health of my business time and time again. However, I feel like in recent times, I finally made a shift for the better in terms of my mindset. I found my truth north, and I'm on the path I've always wanted to be on. So what did I change? My mindset. And this sounds ridiculous, but it also sounds so simple. And the fact is, it is so simple, and it's not ridiculous. There's so many actionable tips that you can take to shift your mindset that can shift your entire reality in your life. Everyone talks about the law of attraction, manifesting, but at the end of the day, it all really comes down to your mindset. That's what the whole law of attraction is. That is the most simple, real world, non-woo-woo. Also, side note, I love how woo-woo has become kind of like a catchphrase in recent times, or at least I've only recently started hearing it for anything kind of spiritual or kind of like, I was going to say out there, but let's just keep it as spiritual. It's just funny to me how woo-woo has become like a phrase for that. Anyways, though, the mindset is the most direct, real-world, applicable thing that you can change that will directly impact the course of your life, your business, your relationships, everything about you. It all comes back to mindset. That's what I preach, and I'm really trying to help you guys with it because I think it's one of the most powerful tools for any creator, any entrepreneur online. So with that being said, let's get into tip number one. Tip number one is thinking, when I'm successful, I'll act a certain way. Now, I put air quotes around that. I wish you could see me, but this isn't a visual podcast yet. Why I did that was because I have been such a victim to this for many, many years, and I know so many people who also think this way. It's the kind of thinking in line of, yeah, like I'm working on this one thing right now, but you know, when I'm successful, I'll treat it with, you know, more severity. I'll put more importance on it. I'll treat it at a higher level of respect when I'm successful. Or like, when I'm making a certain amount of money, oh, then I'll feel so confident and happy and I'll feel fulfilled. But here's the thing. How are you ever going to get to that successful place when you don't treat your business or treat your mindset in the same way now? It's critically important that you approach your life and business with the attitude of what you want to see in the future. Now, this is kind of the principle of the law of attraction, but this is brought back down into mindset terms. So let's take an example. Let's say you want to see 7 figures of revenue every year in your business. You know, you want to make 7 figures of income. I hope you're treating your business with the same seriousness now that you would if that kind of money was coming into your business. So, you know, let's say right now you're making $10,000. You just started, you know, in this online world. Let's say you sell jewelry on an Etsy page and you're looking to grow this like empire. And right now, you know, you open your Etsy page and you think, oh, you know, today's a good day. Maybe I'll like work for a little while. You know, it's fine. Maybe I'll make a spreadsheet at some point. This is not going to fly. Because you're approaching it from the mindset of, you know, one day when I make $200,000 a year or when I make that 7 figures a year, then I'm going to be so serious. I'm going to have everything laid out so I can track all my orders and really am on top of my stuff. You have to think of it that way now or else you're never going to get to that outcome. Let's take this to a YouTube example. Let's say you want to have 1 million subscribers or an Instagram, you know, either or social media. You want to have 1 million followers. How are you approaching your craft? How are you approaching the content you make, how you distribute it, how you interact with your audience? Are you approaching that like someone with 1 million subscribers? Because if you're not, you know, it's a much more difficult to get to that 1 million mark if you're not treating it like you already have 1 million subscribers. Money, business growth, influence, following, all of this comes back down to how you approach it right now. And, you know, it's kind of the as-if mentality that a lot of people talk about, but this is the most practical, real-world way to approach it. And this is what I really realized recently. You know, I want to make more money in my business. So I've always thought, you know, oh, when I make more money, I will, you know, feel more gratitude. I'll feel more on top of my things. I'll feel more motivated because I know the money's coming in. It's like, well, wait a second. Let's turn this around. Let's feel more grateful for the money that is coming in now. Let's feel more motivated now. Let's feel the feelings of what I think I'll feel like when I have $1 million in revenue coming in every year. Just start feeling that now. And you're already so much closer to being on the path moving forward. You are on the path moving forward, but you're so much closer to your goal. But speaking of goals, we will talk about goals on tip number three. But that is, you know, number one, I think this is one of the most important things, dropping that when I'm successful mindset and changing that into adopting that mindset that you think you're going to be like when you're successful, adopt it now, because that is the closest way and the best way to get on that path of success. Tip number two, not structuring your time like a successful person. And that doesn't mean hustle, hustle, hustle. I feel like there's been a big kind of falling out of the hustle culture recently because people are realizing that it's not practical. It's not, you know, for some people, yeah, it works great. If you want to work 16 hours a day for the next 40 years, if that works for you, great. But to me, that screams burnout. To me, that screams anxiety, potential mental health issues, sacrificed family time, sacrificed joy. And for, you know, the 0.1% of people who can derive all their joy in life from just like work, 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 grind, 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 hustle, 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 sure, that works for you, but I'm thinking for most people in the world, you got to make sure you have that joy in your life. And people don't want to be working, you know, 16 hours a day, even 12 hours a day. I think that's a really big, over-romanticized approach to business is this hustle culture. So what I preach is being strategic with your time, focusing when you have to, taking good time off from work that is fully disconnected to let yourself recharge, and overall approaching your time management with that same level of seriousness and priority that you would if you, you know, thought of your business as this like full, successful, complete package. So how I'm saying that is basically a lot of people and a lot of my audience, a lot of you guys, people have reached out to me on Instagram and Twitter and through my email. You know, a lot of people are trying to grow their business. A lot of people are trying to develop their following. A lot of people are trying to grow more impact online. So I'm approaching this from the same mindset, taking tip number one and driving it into tip number two. You got to structure your time like you're going to be that successful person. So instead of thinking, oh, when I'm successful, I'll structure my time this way. It's like, no. Start prioritizing your time management now. So the first thing, calendar blocking. People love to talk about calendar blocking, but it's a visual representation of how you're going to spend your time and can lead you to be much more efficient in terms of where you allocate your time, how you spend your time resource, because time is a resource. This also goes down to scheduling things into the future, actually writing things down instead of just thinking, oh, next Tuesday at 1 p.m., I know I have to get on Skype for an hour for this meeting. You know, next Wednesday at 11 a.m., I have a 30-minute call with my manager. Instead of just keeping those things in your mind, write it down. It takes off the pressure. You can visualize it and you can plan your life accordingly. You could also shift to doing all your appointments on one day. You can shift to all, you know, calendar blocking, doing all your time, doing all your podcast recording on one day, doing all your video recording on another day. And when you kind of like hone in on one thing in a block of time, you can really shift your productivity. This is a topic for another future podcast. I'd love to have an expert in time management, calendar blocking come on. That'd be a great conversation. So I will work on that. But my point for this is to structure your time like a successful person and to shift your mindset to value your time, value the importance of your time. And with that, you can make a lot more progress and a lot more headway, even if this is a side hustle for you. Even if you're working 9 to 5 and your side hustle is, you know, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Even if it's that 3-hour block, you can still make good things happen. But when you prioritize your time like the successful person you know you are, you'll see all the world of difference. Tip number three, don't see your purpose as getting to a goal. Now, this is a tough one because in modern culture, we're programmed to set goals and achieve them, which I think is, of course, very important. But at the same time, I believe more in the vision, the long-term vision. And again, if you haven't listened to episode one, I very much recommend you go listen to it. It's all about long-term vision planning. There's even a downloadable worksheet. Anyways, vision is a lot more important than goals because when you have a goal, you work towards that goal, always in the mindset that you're not at the goal yet. You following me? How do you think this affects your subconscious? If you're taking longer to get to the goal than you believed from the start, you're going to start thinking you're not good enough, or you're not working hard enough, or you're not worthy. This is very, very toxic. You know, people love to set big goals. I love to set huge goals, outrageous goals, as we all should. But I myself have fallen into this pattern in the past of, you know, setting this huge goal and then not achieving it, then just feeling bad about myself and losing track of the long-term vision, which at the end of the day just deflates my entire mindset principle and does not move me any further down the path than if I had understood the vision, set more attainable goals that work towards the vision, and made my way down the path. So let's say your goal is $1 million in revenue. Let's go back to that goal. So what happens when you reach that number? Do you just throw in the towel on your business and quit? Like, you've reached the goal, you know, what next? There has to be more to your goals than just a number, a date, or a completed task. Your goal needs to be associated with the long-term vision. So instead of one ultimate goal, your goals can be smaller, more frequently attainable, and more importantly, fall in line with the long-term vision. You know, if you want to get to 1 million subscribers, great. You know, like, you hit 1 million subscribers. It's kind of like, now what? If your whole motivation was to get to 1 million subscribers, if that was the whole motivation of your YouTube content or your Instagram content, 1 million followers or, you know, however be it, how is that really going to feed a long-term vision if your goal is just to get to 1 million subscribers? It should be, my goal is to work with a major travel brand, you know, twice a month and be flown all over the world, and I'm going to make the best content I can and upload it on schedule, to the best of my ability, reaching the right audiences. And I'm going to work towards that to see the long-term vision of being able to make a great living by traveling around the world at least twice a month, having someone pay for it all. You know, that is more of a vision. And a million subscribers could be a goal that fits in that vision, rather than like, I just want to get to a million subscribers and do whatever it takes to get there. And then you're kind of there and it's like, well, you know, what have I really built? Are you following me here? So shifting away from working to achieve a goal and working to serve your inner self is a huge part of this. So like me making this podcast, for example, yes, I'd love to get to a million downloads. I'd love to get to 100,000 people on my email list. I would love to monetize this podcast and be able to make extra income off of it. But if I only focus on those factors as a means to motivate myself to create the content, how will I feel when it takes me longer to get to those goals than I originally expected? Instead, since I show up to make content that I feel provides value to my audience, to you all, reminds me to practice what I preach in terms of mindset development, business development, and deepens the connection I feel to all of you, my listeners, my audience, helping to grow a community of entrepreneurs, creators, influencers, and overall people who just want to live an amazing life by developing their own unique impact. I show up and embody that. I'm going to be so much more clear. I'm going to have more clarity. I'm going to have more purpose. I'm going to have more drive, rather than just me working towards this goal of 100,000 people on my email list. Because at the end of the day, if I don't have the vision behind those 100,000 people, how I want to help them, how I want to serve them, you know, how is that really going to serve me? How is that really going to work? You got to have the vision connected. You got to shift away from just the single goal mindset and connect it to the deeper vision. Tip number 4, not practicing gratitude. Now, this might be the mindset shift that everyone expected me to say, because gratitude is definitely a buzzword these days, but for good reason. It's the easiest and fastest way to shift your mindset about anything, and I mean anything. Are you frustrated with your job? Take a second to only focus on the good things. What has it provided you? What about some of the amazing people you've met, the places you've been? Yes, believe me, I understand the world isn't always sunshine and rosé, but it should be. Okay, sorry, that was a Housewives reference, if anyone got that. I've just been falling into the Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills empire, which I've never watched before. And that was one of Lisa's lines. She's like, life isn't all sunshine and rosé, but it should be. So sorry, I just wanted to throw that in. Kind of fun. Anyways, I understand that life isn't always great. You know, I understand that there's moments that feel like you're being attacked or the world is, you know, coming down on you. But my point is that, yes, bad things happen. Bad people exist. I'm not going to sit here and preach that, you know, everything is perfect and like the world is a blissful, great place that like, you know, maybe other kind of spiritual gurus will like shove down your throat. I'm going to say that, yeah, bad things happen, but it's about what you focus your energy on. And that will dictate how you feel about a situation and how you can shift your energy moving forward. Because things will not work out in your favor many times in your life. But when you sit there and like harp on it and really fall into that trap, which we all have, I have way more than I'd care to admit, fall into that negativity trap. It doesn't move you forward. It just sets you back. It doesn't help move you down the path. It's just not a good place to be. A direct example is like my life in social media and on YouTube, because in the past I've gone through these seasons where it's like I've felt very stagnant. I felt there's no growth. I feel like people don't care. And I've allowed myself to focus on that rather than thinking about the incredible people I've met. The fact that I've been able to travel all over the world and make great money and have this incredible, beautiful documentation of my life and travels at the end of the day, that I can relive these moments and I have this whole reel from my life. Like, how incredible is that? And this really sounds like an easy for you to say moment, but trust me, I have been there in so many different aspects of my life, like YouTube, college, relationships, high school, friendships. I have been there. You know, we've all had our struggles, and I have, believe me, fallen very victim to the negative aspects of it. And the whole point of this is for me to tell you that practicing gratitude can really shift your mindset so quickly and shift your energy so quickly, and it is one of the most important mindset shifts that you can make in terms of anything. Career, relationships, business, money, anything. Tip number 5. When things aren't going your way, don't always jump to the worst case scenario and think it's a message from the universe. I'll be honest, this one will go with the goals. This one goes with practicing gratitude. This is kind of like a great wrap-up tip, because There can be times that it seems like the world is really like the coming down on you. Like you're getting some sign from the universe that I should just quit my entrepreneurial journey and get a real job, or, you know, this relationship is bad, or things like that. Where it just seems like things are just not working out and you're interpreting it as like, oh, this is it. You know, this is a sign. You know, when you have these goals and you feel like you're not getting there, that can really be difficult. But instead, you need to have faith in the process. You need to commit yourself to the long term and have faith in your mind that you're on the right path. And if that mindset isn't there, that you're moving forward, even when the outside forces look like you're stopped or even moving backwards, you're not gonna get anywhere. You have to internalize that you're fully moving forward and that every bump is part of the path. Having faith in the process and the journey, because at the end of the day, goals are just goals. It's really that long-term vision that matters. So don't always jump to the worst case scenario. Don't think that everything is a sign from the universe for you to jump ship and move in a different direction or move towards a different goal. If you have that vision, the biggest mindset shift you can make is having confidence in that, valuing the path, and having faith in yourself that you're moving forward. That internalization is so important. So if you've enjoyed this, I've put together a downloadable that has all these tips plus two more that I think are critical for really taking control of your mindset and taking the first steps to shift your energy forward. I've been loving putting together these resources for you, so I hope you take advantage of them and download them for free on my website, cameronphillips.net/episode4. As always, I'm so grateful for you being here with me, and I can't wait to bring more value for you to help grow your impact and influence online in the next episode, which will be next Wednesday. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, check the show notes for more details and links, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you all so much for being here. I think it was a great episode this week. A lot of really, really valuable, hard-hitting points that can really make a positive impact in your life. So if you enjoyed it, again, please leave a review. Let me know what you think on Instagram @Cameron Phillips, and I will see you guys in the next episode next Wednesday. Bye-bye.